I can smell the wine on Darren's breath as he lowers his face toward mine. I'm not a queer, I quietly mutter. Darren leans back and lets out a hearty laugh. Boys, get the cage! I glance around frantically as several frat members step forward and grab my arms and legs. They hold me down against the mat as Darren gets off me. One of the boys hands him a strange metal device. It's like a grated metal tube with a small padlock at the base. It takes me a moment to realize what it is. It's a chastity cage. What the fuck? I cry out as Darren kneels near my erect cock. He flashes a devilish smile before smacking his hand hard against my dick, sending sharp pain radiating up my core.
Ugh!
I grunt through clenched teeth.
The purpose of the fraternity is to help us all live our best lives and become the greatest version of ourselves. The chastity cage will help you with that. This is what queers like you need.
Darren speaks calmly. I look down and realize the pain of his strike has caused my erection to rapidly subside. I struggle against the guys holding me down as he slips the cold metallic cage onto my flaccid dick and secures the padlock. You agreed to accept the role you were born for, remember? You may be male, but you aren't a real man. You're a queer. He stands and hands the key to one of the other frat guys. Don't fight this. Just accept it. Trust in us. Trust in the fraternity. All right. I'm not sure why I allow it, but I relax my muscles. Maybe these older guys actually do know something I don't. Perfect. Darren waves a hand, and the other guys release me. My heart pounds in my chest as I realize what a strange sensation it is to wear a chastity cage. The heavy, cool metal presses snugly against my penis. It's not uncomfortable. It's just odd. Such a tender part of my body isn't used to feeling something like this. How long do they expect me to wear it? Is it just for the rest of the ritual? Get on your hands and knees, he orders. I obey and position myself on the mat with my ass pointed toward him. I glance behind and see him kneel. I can feel the alcohol causing my muscles to relax as he spits into his palm. Just relax, Trevor. You trust me, right? Yes, I trust you. Good. Good. I promise to take care of you. I'll keep you safe. Just keep trusting that everything I do here is for your own good, okay? Okay, I promise. He slips his hand into my ass cleavage as he speaks and wipes his warm saliva against my asshole. The bizarre sensation causes me to tense briefly, but I remember his words. I need to relax. I need to trust him. He begins rubbing the liquid against my hole in a circular motion as I stay motionless, taking in this foreign sensation. I'm not proud to admit it, but it feels nice. It feels like a deeply tender, relaxing massage. I never knew it could feel so good to let someone touch my ass. It's so sensitive back there. As Darren continues wiping saliva against my hole, the frat bros unfasten their robes. One by one, they let the garments fall to the ground until they all stand around me fully naked. I watch with disbelief as they spit into their hands and begin touching their cocks, masturbating as they watch Darren touch me. This is unreal. This can't be happening. I feel my own dick beginning to inflate, but the chastity cage holds it firmly. The sight of the guys jacking off, and the feeling of Darren touching my tender asshole causes my head to spin with arousal. My body is desperately trying to pump blood into my cock, but it's not working. The cage, it won't let me get hard. It hurts, I whimper. Shh, it's okay. This is how it's supposed to be. Darren lovingly runs his fingertips down my lower back. Just give in. It will start to feel good. I try to focus on the soft massage against my ass rather than the pain in my dick, but it's difficult. As I kneel here on the platform, I look down at that huge image of an erect cock drawn onto the mat beneath me. This is all beginning to make sense. I need to trust these more experienced males. They understand things that I don't. I've always thought I'm straight, but maybe that's not actually true. Am I really a queer? Just focus on how you feel right now. Don't overthink it, Darren whispers in a soothing tone. Repeat after me. No thoughts, only feelings. No thoughts, only feelings. I let the words leave my lips. Again. No thoughts, only feelings. Good. Again. No thoughts, only feelings. No thoughts, only feelings. I begin chanting as Darren presses his fingertip against my hole and slips it inside.